My name's Jade. I'm 33 years old. I grew up in Edinburgh and now I live in Musselburgh, and this is my story. So my childhood was difficult. My mum found out she had HIV when she was pregnant with me. Like, Edinburgh in the 1980s was the AIDS capital of Europe. And my mum struggled with addiction and really sadly caught HIV. 34 years ago, they didn't know what they were dealing with, but my mum saw me as a gift and chose to have me. She was really loving. She gave the best hugs in the world. And she had the best laugh. She loved singing and dancing. There was a lot of fun. But she was also very chaotic. Mum and my dad, their relationship was really volatile. Really, really volatile. And my mum left my dad quite early and I never saw my dad again. I think it was maybe when I was 13, I'd asked my gran where. It's like, oh, where's my dad? And she told me, oh, he died 3 years ago. And I thought, oh, did he? And to me, being 13 years old and feeling like I didn't belong at home, or, you know, school was difficult, you know, feelings of not belonging in school, and then just feeling like I really do not have a place in this world. When my mum passed away, I moved in with my auntie and uncle. My auntie and uncle took me in, and they tried their best with me, although it didn't work out. I ran away, and this time we couldn't work it out, and I went into foster care for a while. That ended up being permanent. So I was in foster care for a couple of years, and then I ran away from there. And I ended up in a homeless hostel when I was 16 years old, which was the start of a very dark, sad time. I moved in when I was 16. And I was just introduced to all kinds of madness. At 16 years old, I thought, you know, I thought I knew it all. But I didn't realise what I was getting myself into. I was just drinking all the time, smoking weed all the time, taking everything. The only drug I didn't take was heroin. Then, I felt like nobody loved me, I felt like nobody wanted me, I felt like... just felt just terrible, and to put a 16-year-old in with people who feel the same, we all just escaped together. The only normalcy I had in my life was when I went to visit my gran and my granddad. The door was always open to go down for my dinner or whatever, but when I wasn't doing too well, I didn't like going down. Just things had gotten so bad. The relationships I'd been in, the things I'd done, the things I'd seen, just unbelievable. You just can't imagine the things that happen when you're in addiction or when you're in that world. It's a dark world. 8 years of my life, 16 to 24, were madness. Did I think about God? No, I didn't. I was watching the TV this one night. I was watching X Factor. One of them sang Amazing Grace. Something in me woke up to how I was living. I was lost. I knew I was wretched. I knew I was wretched. And I knew I was lost. I was so, so sorry for how I had been living. And I didn't know at that point yet that I was a sinner. I hated what the things I had done, the things I'd seen, the things I was involved in. I hated that, and I was so sorry, and I was going to turn my life around, and I was going to do my best, and I was going to give back, and I was going to help people like me, And that's what I did. Went back to studies, was working, been working in homelessness and addiction services for a number of years now. So I was trying to create this wholesome life, and I was trying to be a good person. And, you know, it worked to a degree. Of course it worked. My life on the outside had transformed and everything looked great. But something inside of me was just like, and obviously I know now that was God working on me. That was God working on my heart. I never felt good enough, ever. You know, it's like I've got this monkey on my shoulder just like bombarding me relentlessly with like these intrusive, destructive thoughts about myself. And so I was constantly just trying to convince myself, no, you are a good person. I am a good person. So much work to try and feel like a good person. And it did work temporarily. Now, when I heard the gospel and heard it, I was a sinner. If I'm honest, I was like, I know I'm not good enough. I know I am not good enough. And it felt a relief to stop telling myself that I was. But Jesus is. And because of Jesus is the only good thing about me. And I know that. I know that. And so when I have those feelings of not feeling good enough, it's like, well, it's not about you. It's about Jesus and what Jesus has done for me. Undeservedly. I didn't do anything to deserve what he has done for me and what he can do for you. This world is fallen, is broken, it's corrupt, it's, you know, we can try and sugarcoat it and things look nice and all that, but it's not. This world is broken. We are broken people. I am broken. And we need God. We need to be in relationship with God, the God who made us. And that is what Jesus Christ has done. He has came to rescue the rebellious. I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father except through me. I have to give my life to Jesus. Give my life to Christ. I was baptised on the 1st of April 2018. And since then, God has literally just plucked me out of my old life and just, he's totally taken care of me. I can feel his hand on my life undeniably. But how I live my life has totally changed. Every decision that I make, big decisions, it has to be like, is this going to glorify God? I fall short all the time, but God's grace is sufficient, the Bible says. And the Spirit helps us in our weakness. But I am weak. Yeah, you are weak, says God, but I am strong. And it's not about me, what I can do. It's about me giving my life, trusting Jesus. It's not about being a good person. You can be a good person your whole life and know Jesus, and it means nothing. Nothing. Jesus just says, trust me. And I do. I've battled with anxiety and depression my whole life. And yeah, it's certainly not been rosy since becoming a Christian, that is for sure. I've struggled a lot. It's been a really difficult time. But that peace that only Jesus can give. I can just sing a wee song to Jesus. He is there, and he doesn't take our problems away, but he helps us through the problems. He walks with us through the problems. And he promises that again and again, I am with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. My love endures forever. His mercies are new every single morning. His grace is sufficient for me. His grace is sufficient for you when you believe in Jesus Christ. This world doesn't give you, can't give you anything lasting, anything real. Jesus is the only